So I was explaining the three different kind, three different type of dukkha. You know, dukkha, dukkha, and what's the other Pali word about the changing?
Viparinama,
dukkha. Okay. And then the sankhara dukkha. I was explaining the three. And then Ajahn was suggesting, no, don't explain to them. Just ask them why birth is dukkha. Let them think.
Yes.
So that's the background. The explanation was more like the first two types of dukkha does not need the Buddha to tell us. It's really about the area of Saccha, the third type of dukkha.
Because everyone knows about dukkha.
The first two, right?
Well, not the...
Not really.
Everyone knows about dukkha. Everyone knows that painful feeling is dukkha.
The second one is not necessary.
The second one is more subtle. Yes. Not everyone knows that the pleasant feeling is also dukkha. So what are the main points you've been helping Vincent to understand?
Because the point for everybody is not just only the intellectual understanding. That's enough. So whatever will be conditioned to really understand whatever appears now as what Buddha had taught us to develop, to understand this very moment. So we don't think by our own self about this and that. We are not going to be the manager of the world or try to have many, many problems, just want to solve every problem, but just to whatever lead to the detachment to the idea of self. Like when we talk about seeing right now, there is seeing, and what is not known yet is the real characteristic of seeing as not self. That's why we try to understand by hearing more and more about the reality which now experiencing, which means which sees now is real and is conditioned to arise from nothing to be something and then nothing again. No matter hundred or thousand or millions time we hear about this, it's enough for each moment to condition just a little understanding to experience with understanding of this moment as ourselves. This is the point, because it takes quite a long time to just eliminate gradually the idea of self from that which has been accumulated quite uncountable moments. It said in Tipitaka, I know that everyone had come across the word that we try to destroy the mountain by hitting it with the branch of something, just only little by little, or just dig the mountain with one's fingernail.
Right.
Yeah. So we don't lose any moment of hearing to develop the understanding of no self, because who knows, death will come, maybe today or tomorrow or 1 year, but each moment, which is the moment of understanding, is very important.
And the moment of understanding and wise considering is so precious in life. So actually, like this trip, we wouldn't fly like this for any other purpose, but only the understanding.
Yeah.
And it has to be about now, because otherwise, if it's just the book knowledge and the details that one's repeating, it's not any use. So.
And since the intellectual knowledge is not enough to condition direct awareness of this moment, so we know that that's why it needs parami, because more time for akusala to arise rather than the development of understanding from moment to moment to condition even kusala. See, talking about asava after 3 moments, seeing sampatichanasan, after seeing, seeing, after seeing sampatichanasan, asava is there, unknown, see. So the understanding which can gradually, so very, very little from moment to moment, which can eliminate the idea of that which should be eradicated, not just only this or that, but all the idea of self from whatever appears as something. something, and something means undoubt, and it's always something. That's why it takes time to understand the moment when direct awareness arises with panya, to experience just one characteristic now appears at a time by non-self. No one can do, but conditions can.
And all the time when we think about being the world manager or organizing this and that, and think that really I can do, we can completely lose the point of understanding about Dhamma
and
now.
And questioning and thinking about the unthinkable, it will lead one away, even a moment to other things, not condition the moment of understanding directly, just one characteristic.
Just more and more delirious thinking about and it's most dangerous when it is that delirious thinking with ditti, when it really is the idea that I can do, I can arrange.
Because the trap is all around.
Yes. Traps everywhere.
That's why panya has to be so keen that it can be wise to all moments of trap that is there, it's there. This is to remind those who study the teaching, no matter who, the listeners or the speakers or whoever, that each moment is so precious when it is an understanding of that which appears, even that which appears. See, we don't think about it at all. We think about the story, about the day we have discussion, and on, see. Well, how many hundred and thousand realities had arisen and fallen there.
And even when, like now, we're just making our plans for January, we live life, we make our plans, we book our tickets, but with understanding that, in fact, there are just dharmas, and each one is conditioned and not.
And all realities that we have heard, gone.
Yes.
Uncountable.
Back to this moment. One friend on our discussion list was making a comment about the importance of doing good deeds and this, and I made a comment that the most important point to remember is that all these dhammas, including kusala, were conditioned and anatta and not my goodness at all. But someone else objected to talking about important point to remember, because he thought it sounded like some practice, but actually we can talk about what is most important to remember and understand.
So the understanding of the difference between the intellectual and the direct understanding must be known.
Yes.
Otherwise, we take the intellectual understanding for direct understanding.
Or we take the book knowledge or the details.
See, Dipa Chetasika's work from moment to moment unknowingly. That which is seen, that which is heard, that which is the object of thinking. Like this, all gone without understanding. More and more and more, if there's no hearing, but listening carefully.
And it doesn't matter what they're called, but it is.
That's it. It's not, but not by I or anyone. That which experiences it. see that when a reality appear well, it means to the direct awareness and understanding, there wouldn't be anything like before as tree and bridge and anything at all. No place. Because if there is something that is not the direct understanding of our reality with awareness.
Not Satipatthana. If it's well, it has to be direct understanding.
But before it can appear well, it appears to the very weak Satipatthana in the beginning.
So we can't say any moment of Satipatthana is appearing well, and only when it's developed.
It's well, but not as
not as well.
Weak, but yeah, has developed.
Weak well.
Yes. But it's the beginning of understanding the different level of understanding, intellectual understanding, and direct awareness.
So when the Pariyatti is such a jnana, so firm, then it conditions the Satipatthana, then the object doesn't appear so well because it's weak until it accumulates, until it appears really well, and then conditions the Vipassana when it appears really clearly at that time. And it has to develop.
When one hears this word, it seems like the Satipatthana is very important, but that person forget about the panya has to be there as well, otherwise it can be Satipatthana. That's why people just want to have Satipatthana, try to have Satipatthana, not mind about understanding, which has to go with it.
Yes.
And as conditions.
And if when anyone just wants to have it, it shows itself as there, because why want it for oneself?
Yeah, but since panya is weak, it does not appear as a thing on our reality as the highly developed. So never forget that panya condition that something. See? Because if it just want to have something, it's I.
It's
I. Try and would like very much and be glad and happy to have it. But actually, that shouldn't be forget, it's that forgotten is the panya conditions at that moment as
that's
well.
That's why that's the important point to remember that panya has to be so firm. So otherwise it's bound to be the idea of my something.
And by knowing this, one can see that if panya has been developed more, it has to be just this level.
Has to.
Just this level.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So many things to be understood clearer and clearer, to be conditioned for more and more understanding. Because when there is more understanding, there's no wanting to have Satipatthana because it's there already.
Right.
So very natural.
Exactly.
The idea of self-govern everything, no matter what level and path, until panya develops on and on and on. Wisely, clear. So each word of the teaching bears understanding of different degree, but people just take it very easily. Like Satipatthana, direct awareness. And what about the condition for direct awareness? It has to be that level of understanding, which in beginning is weak. That's why one knows that is not enough.
There was a comment that Robert and Zita made from a discussion at the foundation that was a little bit surprising. You were talking about Kaya Vinyati and about how when there is any movement, there is Kaya Vinyati. Whereas before we had thought that only when there is intention to convey a meaning, like when one's and one's conveying a meaning with the hand, or even to oneself, like when playing the piano or deliberate way that kind of vignette is there, not just any movement.
Yeah, because you see that how can one understand the Kaya vignette? There can be the understanding with its gross.
Yes.
So we talk about that which can be known until so very little.
Yes. So I think, well, when it's gross, it's so obvious.
Right.
And when, for example, when one's fast asleep and there's some bodily movement, then we know the vikara rupas are operating, but no kaya vinyati. So then it's there. And then in between, a lot of grey area like this, if one's moving one's fingers while talking, who can say exactly which is kaya vinyati? So we cannot say precisely the subtle ones. Yes. So that's the point, I think. Yes. That's what I understood. So we just know the gross one, and we know definitely when there's no one, but we cannot just say whenever there is movement, there's kaya vinyati. We just, the subtle ones, who can understand?
Because even the kaya vinyati arising in one way together with chitta.
Yes, each, and the chitta conditions the kaya vinyati, which falls away instantly with the chitta. And then the next jitta conditions another kaya vinyati many, many times. Does that mean, can we say, so each jitta just conditions one kaya vinyati which falls away, or each jitta can condition more than one?
Can anyone understand the intention which arises with jitta while one is sleeping and when one is doing something?
Right.
What about that?
Right. Who knows the intention? Like when, even when blinking, who knows whether there's any intention? It can't be known. But can one say, because the kaya vinyati falls away with the jitta?
It says.
In the text.
Who? Kaya vinyati and vajji vinyati.
Vajji vinyati, yes. So the jitta can only condition, a jitta can only condition one kaya vinyati that falls away with it, and then the next jitta conditions another one. So
he knows.
Only one at a time.
Because that cannot be known.
I see.
We are doing something while sleeping.
Yes.
That's why, to me, I think that as much as I know that, it's that kind of rupa which cannot be known.
Yes.
Satisfied.
That's enough. Yes.
Yeah. And how? Because I know that.
Right.
That will lead to more understanding.
More proliferation. Yes.
And more ideas.
More delirious. Yes. Yeah. Because even like when asleep, like okay, if in deep sleep, then we know it's just for one kachita, and so maybe just vikara. But even when dreaming, who knows?
Even while there is moving, what can be known is a tattoo, the form, primary.
Yes.
When only dreams, even apple there.
Yes, cannot be known.
So how can the kaya be known?
Yes, it can't be known. It's very subtle.
Yeah. So I left that.
Let it be completely, yes. Yes. I agree. I think it's just a very big grey area. Just
and can let it lead to detachment, or it will lead to more attachment.
Yes.
Just
wanting to push, wanting to find out, wanting to know. Yes.
Well, that which now knowing is not known.
No. All we know is that when there is intention to move, kaya vinyati is there, and it falls away instantly with the jitta, and another jitta conditions another.
And if you follow the other's idea, try to work hard for it, it's useless.
Yeah.
So whoever would like to think about it, but it's useless as long as it's only just thinking.
Yeah. Nothing to do with what appears or can be known now.
Satisfied that nothing can be done really to let it go.
Yes.
And the trap is there too.
And it always has to come back to this moment, like what kind of thinking there is.
I see how much time we lost by thinking such and such without understanding what appears.
French tablets when trying to work out the detail, mm-hmm. because they said they discussed this for
the time. Good as it. See, that's enough.
Yep. And we don't realize how much clinging there is to self at that time.
Yes. And if they can be conditioned for Krishna, we cannot know whether it will be like this next life or tomorrow. To do good deeds as not self.
Yes. I was just asking Vincent when we started in the car and you on the phone about, because before he came he mentioned that you had suggested when he was talking about the three kinds of dukkha that it was just book knowledge and not helping the...
But that can be understood.
And he mentioned that why not ask about birth as dukkha. I think it also depends on the listener and what is helpful. Like, if someone's beginner, then they cannot understand these details.
Why not just talk about that which that person can understand?
Can begin to understand. Sometimes, like on our last visit to Taipei, people think they understand a lot, like there were two sisters and they had studied Abhidharma, so they know a lot of terms like ayatanas and dhatus, but actually don't know anything at all, so one has to come back to the beginning to help people understand even the difference between nama and rupa and what is dhamma. But it's not easy when people think they know quite a lot already. And a topic that we've been having a lot of discussion on the list is related to the anusias, because Nina, a long time ago, many years ago, she translated what they had written in Thai about the anusias.
Well,
anusias. Section that they had translated, she translated it, and she's been just revising it and uploading it. And there's quite a lot of detail later, I will read some of it. But something that is quite strange is referring to how the anusias lie dormant or inhere in the objects, anusati, but the anusias are dormant or anusati to the citta. They lie dormant in the citta, but condition the akusala, which experience objects. But it seems in the text that she has translated that it mentions about the anusias lying dormant or being inherent in the objects. Do you have any
what
idea?
What do you mean in objects?
In the objects, yes. Well, later it explains that because the anusias condition the akusala, which have special regard to particular objects, like attachment is attached to pleasant feeling or neutral feeling, but not to unpleasant feeling, not to unpleasant feeling, so feeling is the object. So in the text it talks about being inherent or lying dormant in the objects, but it's quite strange to me because
we have to understand what is with that in the object.
Yes, in the object.
What does it mean?
Well, the way that the text seems to explain it is that it talks about the anusias lying dormant in the object, meaning that the anusias condition the particular kilesa to arise, the pariyutana kilesa to arise, with regard to particular objects. But even so, I don't think you can talk about anusias
Let's talk about Vanarosya at a time.
Yes.
So it's clearer.
Okay, well, let's talk about Kamaraga, Anusya, attachment. So it's the Anusya which lies dormant in the object. And
what object?
It lies dormant in the citta, which conditions the pariyutana kalesa, which are attached to, for example.
So it conditions the pariyutana kalesa.
Yes, and the pariyutana kalesa are attached to, for example, pleasant feeling or anything. Yes. That's all we can say. So we cannot talk about the anusyas lying dormant in the object at all. But I don't know why the Thai... She says this is what it says in the Thai text, but you haven't heard this before.
Because if there is anything about the text and the translation in Thai, please contact Kukanjana.
Right, to check it. Yes. But it sounds a little strange. Yes.
What is there?
Yes. And what is there in the Pali? Yes. I think we have to check it. Because we cannot say the anusyas are inherent or lie dormant in the objects. They are lie dormant in the chitta.
The snag is there. As anusya, but the latent tendency condition the pariyutana kilesa to whatever.
To whatever, yes. Any object. Can there be attachment to unpleasant feeling or only to pleasant feeling or neutral feeling?
Who knows whether that object is pleasant or unpleasant, like durian.
Yes.
What about the smell?
Yes.
Because the Javana arrives before the experiencing.
Yes.
Which
we
is a big matter.
Yes.
So it's useless trying to think.
Yeah. Here it's in the text. It's
as much as it says that we know the creation of self.
Yes.
Who can do anything?
No.
It's the best thing. Not to have the very clinging to the idea of self-right. It's so hard to understand this.
Yeah. The reason I ask that is because usually we say clinging can cling to anything at all except for the Lokuttara Dhammas are in this.
So we say, according to the Tipitaka, it conditioned the Pariyutana.
Yes, that's all we can say, yes.
And it's useless to think.
Anything else, it conditions the Pariyutana, and that can be clinging to whatever object it is, yes.
And it's useless to think more than this.
Or say anything else.
But to understand this is much better.
Yeah, and those anusyas, like it always says, they just lie dormant in the citta, ready to condition the pariyutana kalesa.
And what do you mean then, Darwin?
It means they're just the tendencies that are latent, they're not yet arisen. Dormant means like sleeping, or it's like latent, it's not yet arisen, so it's just latent in the citta. Maybe dormant's not a very good word because we can't say it's sleeping, but it just means that it's dormant, not yet arisen.
That is the first thing to understand.
Yeah.
That's why even it's translated in English, I think that if we keep understanding its nature, it's much
more important
in any language.
Yes. Just the one that hasn't arisen is better than latent or dormant.
Get to the reality, the correctness, then it can be lost by many words.
Yes. Just the kind of kalesa that hasn't arisen, which is passed from citta to citta, and can condition the arisen one, the pariyutana kalesa, any time with regard to any object at all. And we can say that some accumulated attachment is stronger to some objects than to others.
How's Hong Kong now?
another big story. Another big drama. It's just thinking.
Yes, because it's conditioned by the latent tendency.
Yes, exactly.
And we know that no one can do anything. No one can stop thinking.
No,
no one can stop speaking. But understanding can arise. Be sure.
And it depends on the strength of the latent tendency, whether there's strong thinking of attachment or thinking of dosa. But we can see the problem all comes back to the thinking and the...
Nothing can hinder Panya. And it means that how great Panya has to be developed to that degree.
And to really have confidence, like last time I was here and I was asking and I said, well, it's just thinking with Kalesa, but how much confidence there has to be to really firmly understand this is the only problem in life.
That's why in Tipitaka it says that which has arisen should be known.
Should be known, yes. And like, so for the whole journey, yeah. I didn't think about Hong Kong, and then you ask, and we can see how conditions for that thinking.
By Sanya and so on.
Yes.
And see whether Panya can understand the correct music of reality by conditions, by expectation.
Whether there's right remembrance or wrong remembrance.
Not to talk about this subject or that subject.
Yes.
People just be afraid.
Yes. And it's so natural.
Naturally.
Even if one's worried or it's just daily life. If it's not this topic, it will be another one.
Doesn't disturb you?
I would say it's quite disturbing because I think about the future of all the young people, especially all those who've been arrested, and it's quite shocking how, because I used to teach in a university, how people can be so behaved and well polite and then can turn into causing so much damage and trouble. But what can I do?
Yeah, that's it. But it's better to know that situation.
So I read the newspapers, like this morning. I'm checking the news first thing because we had some district elections yesterday. So I'm following very carefully.
It's not as bad as Thailand situation.
It's a little bit similar, going on for a long time. No easy solution.
Yeah.
But everywhere, like even in Australia, big problem with fires everywhere. But also there's so much wrong view and ignorance. Like people think if only they have democracy, all their problems will be solved. But they don't realize this doesn't solve any problem.
And the Pope said something about peace.
Yeah.
And people are so excited. Oh, how
wonderful.
Yeah, but no one knows about what is real peace.
Real peace, no. And they don't realize, of course, people will fight and argue and disagree because the anusia is conditioned, the kalesa to arise, some medium or even strong.
So now we have another program about the problem or problems concerning Dhamma. But we talk about problem first, and then we talk about that later to show that everything can be...
Comes down to Dharma eventually,
right.
Yes.
Nowadays, the person who is against us, no matter who, monk or lay people, they thought that I'm Christian. So that's why we'd like Kunjanathan to talk about how he understand the teachings and be Buddhist.
This is
so
this
how
is
can Buddhist. I be the Christian while he is Buddhist now?
Christian
to against me in all aspects.
First
time we talk about monk and the rules of Vinaya and so on.
But anyway, I
and
think
some Nagpati meditation
center. Yes. But I think it doesn't disturb you at
not
all because
at all.
You
not
know how foolish
but
it is.
But I want the other to have right understanding.
Yes. I don't think others will believe it at all. the followers. Yeah.
Someone said that, don't listen to me. Yes. Don't listen to me.
I think it's like a compliment when people criticize so much and they call you all these names, because like if it was nothing important they wouldn't bother, but because you have some influence and people, a lot of people listen, that's why they try to attack.
And start begin to listen.
Yes.
Why monks criticize
Yes.
They begin to.
It has the opposite effect. Yeah.
And now they know that.
Yes.
I have met that for them.
Yes. And for the monks too, because it's just their ignorance and wrong understanding. When people criticize and call names, we just understand that it's because of their limited understanding. So it's just opportunity for metta, but still we would like to help other people not to be led astray.
Metta.
Yes.
Parami.
Yes, it's always a good opportunity. Yes.
Because they don't know.
No.
And they are doing just wrong deeds. And they have such ideas against Dhamma and the Buddha.
And like you've often said before, when people are sick or injured, or we have a lot of sympathy, but what about when they are doing wrong deeds or being disrespectful to the teachings, and the karma is serious? So that's the time for metta.
So we have metta to monks.
Yes.
Oh, even Corona, right? What a future.
Yeah. When they would be in hell.
And we cannot stop the others from having wrong understanding or following. Even the Buddha was criticized and abused, and even he couldn't stop people from following wrong practices.
We are now against the world.
Yes.
The monk's world. Because they do something which is, no one can think about that at all. That now, whether people think the Buddhism is prosperous or opposite.
Mm-hmm. It's the same anywhere, everywhere.
And they don't know that we have metta for them to turn away from that evil thoughts, action, deeds.
Without right understanding, there will never be turning away. And it doesn't matter what they do or what they say, and it just depends on karma, whether there's any effect.
Website as well, so many people read about the situation, but I didn't now at all.
Yeah, I think it's all a big distraction from understanding Dhammas now, because then people just become preoccupied and they just tell more and more stories about the bad things the monks have done, instead of just learning more about seeing now, hearing.
But
and
people in Thailand, the Thai people, do not have any understanding of the teachings at all. They think that the meditation centers are Buddhist words, and receiving money is so very common.
But I think we all know all these long stories. I mean, people can talk for hours about all the stories they've read in the paper.
Now, but always, every day, every moment, everything.
Yes, yes. But the important.
It's not going to stop.
Worse and worse.
Yes.
We can't stop.
But we can do something rather than not doing anything at all.
Understand the Dhamma,
Because understanding more about Dharma now and the real problems, this is what is helpful. And like you said, we can't be manager of the world, so we just do our best to help people understand Dharma.
We fought that many times, but she got well so quickly, but this time it broke her.
some of the brain, some part.
Then, very quickly, in hospital. But like you say, no point in feeling sad or regretting anything.
Because actually there's nothing. Only that which is conditioned to arise and pass away unknowingly all the time with ignorance. She is quite interested in hearing our reading Dhamma as well.
I remember her from long ago, but I haven't seen her for a very long time. Has she been to visit her?
Yes.
And tomorrow yours is just regular
if
check-up?
I have time.
Yes. Yeah. But you're just having regular check-up or something? Yes. Yes, like we were discussing the other day, you can make plans to help the dear ones with special recordings and this and that, but like this situation, anything can happen and no chance to even say anything or do anything. Great gift to all your family to share Dharma with them as much as they can, each one can hear and understand. Each one from before is completely gone.
And then just taking it from primitive.
Yeah. Still thinking about what happened before. Yes, exactly. Whatever happens in life, you think it's good news or bad news, but or you're disappointed because it doesn't work out as you want, but it's quite meaningless.
That's right, just live by conditions.
We're so susceptible to the worldly conditions, but only because there's not enough understanding.
And how the others who have understanding is the best thing. The best gift for everyone.
Definitely. To imagine it can last much longer.
Just one word, see.
Like one word, Vedana, before the wise one word enough can understand everything. Patisamdhamaga, but now today no one understands what Vedana is.
Different kinds, and how it's conditioned.
Nama, people don't even understand. I
remember you saying last time how it was the remembering how there were opportunities to share Dharma that really helped you to manage all your health problems. And one can see it really helps to have patience with everything, with the healthy or anything, when there is kusala jitas and understanding. Then no thought about how long this take and why is it so slow or anything like that.
And to HD. Each one's experience.
Each one
experience. Each one's own experience.
Yes.
So each word is so very precious. From thinking about it, or considering, until understanding. In the beginning, in the middle, and in the end.
And you give us so much to consider and reflect on. That's why it's worth coming to listen.
Just to help.
Yes. Now there's so much in English. We've edited and uploaded for anyone who's interested to listen.
And the group becomes bigger and bigger, gradually helping the others widen. That's why we'd like to talk about your work, Dhamma Study Group.
It's a good opportunity for people in other countries who have no opportunity to come here, but they can benefit with the writing and the recordings.
Because we have saved by the Buddha's will from ignorance. What about those people who have opportunity in their life?
Yes. You've certainly given a lot of people the opportunity, quite amazing.
In samsara.
Yes.